Hector steeds did Homer sing, and of the sack of stately Troy, what grief fair Helen did them bring, which was Sir Paris' only joy. And with my pen I must recite St. George's deeds, an English knight. And with my pen I must recite St. George's deeds, an English knight. Again the Saracens full rude fought he full long and many a day, where many a giant he subdued in honor of the Christian way. And after many adventures past, to Egypt land he came at last. And after many adventures past, to Egypt land he came at last. And as the story plain doth tell, within that country there did rest a dreadful dragon, fierce and fell, whereby they were full force oppressed, who by his poison breath each day did many of the city slay, who by his poison breath each day did many of the city slay. The grief whereof did grow so great throughout the limits of the land, that they were wise men did entreat to shew their cunning out of hand, which way they might his dragon story that did the country so annoy, which way they might his dragon story that did the country so annoy. The wise men all before the king framed this matter incontinent, the dragon unto death might bring by any means they could invent. His skin more hard than brass was found, that sword or spear could pierce or wound. His skin more hard than brass was found, that sword or spear could pierce or wound. When this the people understood, they cried out most piteously, the dragon's breath infected their blood, that they each day in heaps did die. Amongst them such a plague it bred, the living scarce could bury the dead. Amongst them such a plague it bred, the living scarce could bury their dead. No means there was that they could find for to appease the dragon's rage, but by a virgin pure and kind, whereby be might his fury swage. Each day he should a maiden eat for to allay his hunger great. Each day he should a maiden eat for to allay his hunger great. This thing by art the wise men found, which truly must observant be, wherefore throughout the city round a virgin pure of good decree was by the king's commission still took up to serve the dragon's will, was by the king's commission still took up to serve the dragon's will. Thus did the dragon every day a maid of the town devour, till all the maids were worn away, and none were left that present hour, saving the king's fair daughter bright, her father's joy and heart's delight. Saving the king's fair daughter bright, her father's joy and heart's delight. Then came the officers to the king this heavy message to declare, which did his heart with sorrow sting. She is, quoth he, my kingdom's heir. Oh, let us all be poisoned here, ere she should die, that is my dear. Oh, let us all be poisoned here, ere she should die, that is my dear. Then rose the people presently, and to the king in rage they went, who said his daughter dear should die, the dragon's fury to prevent. Our daughters all are dead, quoth they, and have been made the dragon's prey. Our daughters all are dead, quoth they, and have been made the dragon's prey. And by their blood thou hast been blessed, and thou hast saved their life thereby. And now in justice it doth rest for us, thy daughter so should die. Oh, save my daughter, said the king, and let me feel the dragon sting. Oh, save my daughter, said the king, and let me feel the dragon sting. Then fell fair Sabrine on her knee, and to her father then did say, O father, strive not thus for me, but let me be the dragon's prey. It may be for my sake alone this plague upon the land was shown. It may be for my sake alone this plague upon the land was shown. 'Tis better I should die, she said, than all your subjects perish quite. Perhaps the dragon here was laid for my offense to work the spite. And after he hath sucked my core, your land shall know the grief no more. And after he hath sucked my core, your land shall know the grief no more. What hast thou done, my daughter dear, for to deserve this heavy scourge? It is my fault, it shall appear, which makes the gods our state to grudge. Then ought I die to stint the strife, and to preserve thy happy life. Then ought I die to stint the strife, and to preserve thy happy life. Like madmen all the people cried, thy death to us can do no good, our safety only doth abide, to make thy daughter dragon's food. Lo, here I am, O then, quoth she, therefore do what you will with me. Lo, here I am, O then, quoth she, therefore do what you will with me. Nay, stay, dear daughter, quoth the queen, and as thou art a virgin bride that hath for virtue famous been, so let me clothe thee all in white, and crown thy head with flowers sweet, an ornament for virgins meet, and crown thy head with flowers sweet, an ornament for virgins meet. And when she was attired so, according to her mother's mind, unto the stake then did she go, unto they did this virgin bind. And being bound to the stake and thrall, she did farewell unto them all. And being bound to the stake and thrall, she did farewell unto them all. Farewell, dear father, then, quoth she, and my sweet mother, meek and mild, take you no thought or care for me, for you may have another child. Here for my country's good I'll die, which I receive most willingly. Here for my country's good I'll die, which I receive most willingly. The king and queen with all their train, with weeping eyes then went their way, and let their daughter there remain to be the hungry dragon's prey. But as she there did weeping lie, behold, St. George came riding by. But as she there did weeping lie, behold, St. George came riding by. And seeing there a lady bride fast tied to the stake that day, most like unto a valiant knight, straight unto her did take his way. Tell me, sweet maiden, then, quoth he, what person thus abused thee? Tell me, sweet maiden, then, quoth he, what person thus abused thee? And lo, by Christ's blood I vow, which here is figured on my breast, I will revenge it on his brow, and break my lance upon his crest. And speaking thus, whereas he stood, the dragon issued out of the wood. And speaking thus, whereas he stood, the dragon issued out of the wood. The lady that did first espy the dreadful dragon coming so, and St. George aloud did cry, and willed him away to go. Here comes that ugly fiend, quoth he, that soon will make an end of me. Here comes that ugly fiend, quoth he, that soon will make an end of me. St. George then looking round about, the fiery dragon soon espied, and like a knight of courage stout, against him he did fiercely ride. And with such blows he did him greet, that he fell under his horse's feet. And with such blows he did him greet, that he fell under his horse's feet. For with a lance that was so strong, as he came gaping in his face, and at his mouth he thrust it long, the which could pierce no other place. And there within the lady's view, this dreadful dragon then he flew. And there within the lady's view, this dreadful dragon then he flew. The savor of his poison breath could do this Christian knight no harm. Thus he did save this lady from death, and home he led her by the arm. Which when Ptolemy did see, there was great joy and melody. Which when Ptolemy did see, there was great joy and melody. When as this famous knight St. George had slain the dragon in the field, and brought the lady to the court, who sighed with joy their hearts then filled. He in the Egyptian court then stayed, till he most falsely was betrayed. He in the Egyptian court then stayed, till he most falsely was betrayed. The Lady Sabrine loved him well, he counted her his only joy. But when their loves was open known, it proved St. George's great annoy. The Morocco King was then in court, who to the orchard did resort. The Morocco King was then in court, who to the orchard did resort. Daily to take the pleasant air, for pleasure's sake he used to walk under the wall, whereas he heard St. George with fair Sabrina talk. Their loves he revealed to the king, which to St. George did woe did bring. Their loves he revealed to the king, which to St. George great woe did bring. These kings together did devise to make this Christian knight away. With letters him ambassador they straightway sent to Persia, and wrote to the Sophie him to kill, and treacherously his blood to spill. And wrote to the Sophie him to kill, and treacherously his blood to spill. Thus they for good did him reward with evil and most subtlety. By such foul means they did devise to work his death most cruelly. While he in Persia abode, he straight destroyed each idol god. While he in Persia abode, he straight destroyed each idol god. Which being done, he straight was flung into a dungeon dark and deep. But when he thought upon his wrong, he bitterly began to weep. Yet like a knight of courage stout, forth of the dungeon he got out. Yet like a knight of courage stout, forth of the dungeon he got out. And in the night three horse keepers his valiant knight by power slew. Although he fasted many a day, and then away from thence he flew. On the best deed that Sophie had, which when he knew he was full sad. On the best deed that Sophie had, which when he knew he was full sad. Then into Christendom he came, and met a giant by the way. With him in combat he did fight most valiantly a summer's day. Who yet for all his bats of steel was forced the sting of death to feel. Who yet for all his bats of steel was forced the sting of death to feel. From Christendom this valiant knight then with warlike soldiers passed, vowing upon that heather land to work revenge, which at the last. Ever thrice 3 years was gone and spent he did unto his great content. Ever thrice 3 years was gone and spent he did unto his great content. Save only Egypt land he spared for Sabine bright her only sake. And ere his rage he did suppress, he meant a trial kind to make. But Ptolemy did know his strength in field, and unto him did kindly yield. But Ptolemy did know his strength in field, and unto him did kindly yield. Then he the Morocco king did kill, and took fair Sabrine to his wife. And afterwards contentedly with her St. George did lead his life. Who by the virtue of the chain did still a virgin pure remain. Who by the virtue of a chain did still a virgin pure remain. To England then St. George did bring this gallant lady Sabrine bright, and eunuch also came with him in whom the lady did delight. None but these three from Egypt came, now let me print St. George's fame. None but these three from Egypt came, now let me print St. George's fame. When they were in the forest great, the lady did desire a rest. Then St. George to kill a deer to feed thereon did think it best. Left Sabrine and the eunuch there while he did go and kill a deer. Left Sabrine and the eunuch there while he did go and kill a deer. The meantime in his absence came two hungry lions fierce and fell, and tore the eunuch presently in pieces small the truth to tell. Down by the lady then they laid, whereby it seemed she was a maid. Down by the lady then they laid, whereby it seemed she was a maid. But when St. George from hunting came, and did behold this heavy chance, yet for this lovely virgin pure his courage stout he did advance. And came within the lion's sight, who run at him with all their might. And came within the lion's sight, who run at him with all their might. But he bring? No whit dismayed, but like a stout and valiant king, did kill the hungry lions both within the lady Sebrim's sight. But all this while, sad and demure, she stood there like a virgin pure. But all this while, sad and demure, she stood there like a virgin pure. But when St. George did truly know his lady was a virgin true, those doleful thoughts that ever was dumb began most firmly to renew. He set her on a palfrey steed, and towards England came with speed. He set her on a palfrey steed, and towards England came of speed. For he arrived in short time unto his father's dwelling place, where with his dearest love he lived when fortune did their nuptials grace. Then many years of joy did see, and led their lives in Coventry. They many years of joy did see, and led their lives at Coventry.